A reading from Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and the adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this joyous day is Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6, which you heard just a moment ago. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, how do we love without clinging? Now, I'm pretty sure that a number of you have dealt successfully, probably, with that issue recently, and others are probably working on it now. Some of you, I'm sure, during the past several years or even several months, have found that person who will love you, depend on you, be committed to you, without counting on you to be his or her everything, to be her or his whole life, without clinging. And those of you who are still looking for that person, you probably know that clinging or having someone cling to you is not the healthiest relationship, probably not the kind of love that you want to spend your life in. In our text this morning, the writer of the Hebrews calls for brotherly love to continue. We're all on board with that. Sounds great. Glad to do it. But then he goes on to demonstrate in one way after another how really difficult this can be. In fact, really is, because one example after another he raises of things that we cling to instead of loving the brethren. In our text, he tells us, verse 1, let brotherly love continue. But how will we love when we're tempted to cling? Let's see. And let's see what the writer of the Hebrews tells us of things that we might be tempted to cling to. Verse 1, let brotherly love, or another translation, let love of the brethren continue. We're good with that. But Lord, who is my brother? Well, you just don't always know. Verse 2, do not neglect to show hospitality. That's loving. To strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. It's possible that it might be love for an angel, like it was for Lot or Abraham in the Old Testament. But more likely, it's just a guy in fall Greek who's struggling. Or a few of those. Or a second-year student who's having vocational questions before vicarage or internship. Or a family with three kids having trouble making ends meet. Now we do know, the one thing we do know, is that the least of any of these brethren is Christ himself. And we know we want to love. But we sure do cling to that
that one evening we finally got off.
Or to the friends we'd rather hang out with. Or to those precious funds that are making our ends meet. We want to love, but we cling to some of those things that God gives us that are awfully nice and convenient. Verse 3, remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Now this one is a lot more than just convenience or social comfort level. The writer of the Hebrews knew that in the past, as he details in Hebrews chapter 11, some of the brethren were thrown to the lions or to the fire. They were stoned, they were flogged, they were sawed in twain. And of course, some of them were imprisoned. Fact of the matter is, treating those who are in prison as if you're one of them might have wound up making you one of them. I was in prison and you visited me. And then you got to stay. Now we don't face that risk, but we do cling sometimes pretty tenaciously to our own personal or emotional or professional safety. We boldly declare for the sanctity of the unborn, the life of the unborn, in the crucible of the CTS dining hall over lunch, or at an Allen County Right to Life banquet over cordon bleu, or this coming Tuesday in the safety of a secret ballot. But are we just as eager to let our reputation go in the dumper with extended family members or maybe a college friend who's strongly pro-abortion, or to write a letter to the editor of the local, very small town newspaper, small enough town where everybody in the street corner can say, ah, you're that pastor, huh? We want to love, but a lot of times we cling to that kind of safety, don't we? The first kind of clinging that we actually began with this morning was the man-woman kind of clinging, and our text addresses that too. Verse 4, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Gentlemen, we know that there are some non-gentlemen out there who brag quite proudly that they never cling. Here tonight, there tomorrow. Okay? That's not clinging to somebody, but it's clinging to something. And I'm pretty sure it's not letting brotherly love continue. And gentlemen, we who know better, lest we should get confused, let's remember that our wives, or those who could be our wives, also deserve some Philadelphia, some brotherly love from us. Okay? God's gift of marriage is so precious, so sacred, that we could never wish to offer anything less than that. And then, there's maybe the toughest temptation of all to cling. Verse 5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. You know how it is. You do not have to have a lot to love money, to cling to money, to be discontented with what you've got. Whatever we got, we cling to it. We all cling to it. I mean, hey, in what other industry does a guy with a PhD make as little as we do? We really can't give a lot of offering to the church right now while I'm at the seminary. I mean, I am my offering to the church. You know, some of those SMP pastors make as much as I'm gonna make, and I work for mine.
Just for the record, a lot of them don't make much of a salary, just so you know. Let brotherly love continue. Sounds good. But it's not that easy, is it? When we think about the things that we cling to that are anything but loving. Then our text takes an interesting turn. Listen to this with me. Again, let brotherly love continue, then all those things that we might cling to, personal convenience, safety, sex. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For, here's the turn. For, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What's that got to do with love and money? I mean, you know, that you don't have to fear. Man can't hurt you. The Lord helps you. Won't leave you. Couldn't the writer of the Hebrews have come up with better Old Testament passages to quote when he's talking about love and money? Well, actually, he's not even quoting those just about loving money. Actually, he's quoting those passages about all the preceding things that we might cling to. This, it is the only way that we are able to love without clinging. In fact, this is everything. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And this, I will never leave you or forsake you, is the cross of Jesus Christ. God will never leave us or forsake us because on the cross, Jesus took the sin that would have cut us off from God forever. If our sin still stood between God and his world, then every one of us is abandoned now and for eternity. But on the cross, in our sin, Christ was forsaken so that now God will never forsake us. God clings to us. And if God is with us, we have all the money we need. And I don't mean that when we've got the Lord, we don't need money. No. I mean, when the Lord is with us, he will provide the money that we do need. Not the money we cling to, the money we might love, but whatever he knows is really our need. When the Lord is with us, all that drama that goes into finding the life partner, that brings with it all that anxiety that makes us cling to the first person who might possibly love us, is with us, he's in control of all that. When the Lord is with us, he will never leave us or forsake us, so it really doesn't matter if someone doesn't like something we say and our reputation goes in the dumper. When the Lord is with us, every moment, every ounce of even all those conveniences that we cling to are gifts from him that he will provide again in the future in whatever way is really best, including, of course, a perfect eternity. All because of the cross. All because on the cross, God is reconciled to us. Don't need to cling. Free to love the brothers. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.